Okay, here we go. So this is Letterman Bays, and it's actually appropriate because if you take a look at the date on this letter, it's from Tafshin Lamed Zayin. It's about almost 40 years ago, and almost 50 years ago. And the day is Bays Nisan, which is tomorrow's date. So it's Davar Itay. So he says here, "Samachti gam shebaruch Hashem matzasa lecha menucha b'mkayim chachadash." So I'm very happy that you find some menucha in your new home. Nechiyesh schar v'tikva toiva lepulasecha, and that there's good reward and hope for what you're doing. Lagil milim ayvecha v'chavatzecha, to accomplish what you hope to accomplish. V'hirasan shetiska l'hak del Torah l'adir b'kiv v'vavos b'nei yisad l'avim shashamayim. Gives him a bracha yishbev matziach in his avodas hakodesh. And then he writes, every single Jew has to give his chelek in being mashlim, the koyma ruchnius of Bnei Yisrael, which means that every single one of us comes from Adam HaRishon, from a different part of Adam HaRishon. And this Adam, which is called Knesset Yisrael, can't have any blemishes. And every part of this Adam has to be complete and has to have its tikkun and to fulfill its purpose in this world. So we each have a role, something we need to bring to the table, which is our mission. And so nobody can patter himself, and like we explained in one of the earlier letters, that one of the reasons for the Arichas HaGalus, that the Galus goes on and on and on, is because we're waiting for every single neshama to be able to fulfill his purpose. And he writes, and that's through Mesiras Nefesh, Shal Ha'alas HaNitzaitzis, Shenitchu, V'nispazwei Dechid Yitzadas, V'nigma Shriyas HaKelim. This has to do with the Mesiras Nefesh, which is required of us to be ma'al the nitzaitzim. That below the surface, our avoid in this world has to do with a very deep side, what we're working on. It looks like, you know, we're davening and we're learning, going to work, coming home, traveling place to place. That's all surface, and we don't see anything of what's really going on. That the real malacha has to do with sparks of Kedusha. And when we make brachas, and we do chasadim, and we learn Torah, when we daven especially. So that's where the real work is done. On that level which we can't see. Everything else is just surface. It's like coming to the ocean, it looks like nothing's going on. There's the waves, they go slowly. There's no action, but as soon as a person goes beneath the water, he says there's a whole world down there. But we can't see it up on the shore. And that's a mashal for this inyan, that everything which we're involved in this world is hidden from us. But our real malacha is being Isaac and these nitzaitzin. And each person has nitzaitzin, which are shaykh to his neshama, which he needs to correct, to fix, which goes back to the chet Adam HaRishon. The Yizken, he continues, Ayyidei HaBitol HaMalei. And a person is zeichet to this through complete bitol. Bitol HaMalei, in every sense. Knowing she'ein lanu shum koyach mi'atzmeinu, that we have no koyach of our own. V'yizbaru kol eitzel kolachan meitanu mitzi'usenu v'sharshenu she'ikula racham yisabai. It should be very clear to each and every one of us that our mitzias and our shayresh is completely dependent on Hashem's rachmanas. Shirak mitzias hasibayis, that only Him, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that He is the mitzias of everything which goes on, shemer v'saleinu protects us, lo lipol b'mitzias achet mamesh. What keeps us from falling into chet is the fact that we ask the Ribbono Shel to protect us and to give us Yatzeh D'Shemayim, because on our own, we're not capable of that. The chet is bigger than us, so to speak, without getting into the details. But we're completely, completely dependent on the Ribbono Shel in every aspect of our lives. That there's nothing which a person should be able to say, I got this. It's not true. A person is lacking a hakaras ha'emes. A person needs to know that he has no legs of his own. He's completely samach on the rachmanas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vaz nagi bevadei al habechina shel metzias hemuna pshita, and then we'll come bevadei to this metzias of hemuna pshita. Working on this bittul and coming to this akara will bring us to a place, to a spiritual opening, that a person will be margish, a very deep and real hemuna pshita. and he'll live by that. Like David HaMelech says, and he quotes, "Kigamol alay imal, kigamol alay nafshi." The David says, "I see myself like a toddler, like an infant, on his mother's lap. There's nothing which the infant can do. He's completely dependent on his mother's rachmanis. He cries, and the mother shows up. He's not able to walk on his own, has no seichel of his own. The only thing that he knows how to do is to cry. And that's our metzias in this world. And that's why Hashem created it that way, that we should be able to take stock. Like a parent is a bayadas, and he's supposed to learn from his children, from his infant children, about how he is with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We have to realize that we're living in a metzias of danger at all times. That there's a constant fear. That as a human being, we always are inclined to do averis. Always inclined to do averis. And the only thing which is keeping us from doing so is Hashem's rachmanas. But we're always in a state of suffix, because who can guarantee himself that he would never do an aver? The Mishnah says that a person can't believe in himself until the day he dies. It means that he's always samech on Hashem's rachmanas. And so what's the lamais of that? To always have within our hearts a steady stream of crying out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Doesn't mean that people have to hear it. It's a very deep cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam, of which the pasuk says, "Ashrei adam mafachid tamid." How fortunate is a person that he's always in fear of doing an avera, and he's always calling out to the Ribbono Shel Olam for siyata d'shmaya, that he should be protected. And if that happens, matzilasehu, then Hashem protects him and he's shimer him from doing averas. But we're so fragile. We keep saying over and over again that as human beings we're so fragile, and the more that we break it down and we go deeper into what this mitzvah says that Hashem Yisbarach created, we realize that it's all Him. Everything is Him. And the more that a person is mevatel himself to that truth, he fulfills the tachlis and purpose of his creation. Any ha'ara so far?
Yeah,
it
was beautiful. As always. No ha'ara, so
just so let's continue then. V'chol oisin ma'ayreis ha'ayvim ala adam eino ela remizi deraisa. Everything which happens in this world is what he calls remizi deraisa. It's like an expression from the Zayar, but it means that Hashem is speaking to us through the events of the world. Meaning, we can't take everything which happens on the surface so seriously, because that's not the real story. The real story has to do with Gilgulim, it has to do with Tikkunim, it has to do with Averis and Mitzvahs and Tafkidim, which we have to do. But all of the Tzaris is just HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating. How else could it be anything else? I mean, being that we're living in this Metzius of Emunah Pshuta, and like we said, it's not Pashat to get there, but it's Pashat because it's Eino Mavada. All we have to do is just erase everything and realize that we're dealing with the Ribbono Shel Olam and everything which we encounter. So we're always encountering the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we're dealing with going to a court case, or we're talking to the mailman, or we're going to the checkout counter, or we're walking down the street and there's somebody there, we notice something, a billboard, whatever it is. We're always encountering the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is a way that Hashem Yisbarach is communicating to us. So of course, on a guf level, so the guf doesn't understand that, and the seichel of the guf doesn't understand it, because the seichel of the guf is living in the gufniest world. It's living in the chitzoniest world. The only part of us which understands that is the neshama, which is living in that world of sight. It's only the neshama which has the ability to be makir, really, b'chush, of this metzias kol neilam avadah. So memela, so Hashem Yisbarach is communicating to us in ways that he's talking to us on a much deeper level. And the more that we're mevatel ourselves, and we work on this, and we try to enter, we ask Hashem, we plead that He should bring us into the world of Eino Mevadai, bring us into the world of Emunah Pshuta, be shemer us from Averis, that we're trying to live on that level, that in our hearts, we have that za'aka that He was describing, which means that I want to have a kesher, kol shehu, something that's a kesher to you, in a way which I know it's beyond me, but I want to attach myself in whichever way I can, in my deep recesses of who I am, to be makasha myself to who you are in truth. So the more that a person is taking steps in that direction, that he should actually be brought into that world. So again, every circumstance, every single moment in life is remizi deraisa. Haboyim la'oyres ha'adam. What is Hashem Yisbarach saying to us? Wake up. Al chavasa v'ilama. for your purpose in this world, what you're here to do. And the real avoda is that a person is very physical and it weighs him down. And the guf is like a blemish. And Hashem wants to be mahapech, as he continues, lahafcham lenefesh, to be able to turn over the physical into spiritual. And the yisur which we go through, by the way, the reason why we should and we will celebrate the yisurin is because the yisurin is what's mezachech the guf. It's the yisurim which we have to undergo, which fulfills that purpose of creation, which is taking this very gufnius, gashmius guf which we have. And though we may not feel it afterwards, but in a deeper way, in a deeper place, the guf has become purified. And that's really the avoda, is to use Torah and mitzvahs to be able to turn that guf into ruchnius. And when that happens, b'zayis agia ladvekis. And when that happens, we'll come to vekis, because what is vekis? Vekis is clinging. Well, two things can't cling together if there's something blocking. And the guf is considered to be a mechitza between our dvekis on the neshama level with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so as much as we're able to purify the guf, then the mechitza goes away, and it actually plays an important part of that dvekis which we're going to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that dvekis, as he concludes, Shirak Zois Hi Tachlis HaChayim. That's really what this world is all about. The tachlis is that dvekis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which begins with the Muna Pshita, and the Yisurim, which we accept, Yahava and Besimcha, which is Mezachich the guf. And in doing so, a person in Mir Tashem will be able to experience an actual real life dvekis with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it concludes, Mikerev Leiv Nefesh, and Yishalech Lechem Birchasi, Hanelvavais, and I share with you my deepest brachas and affection. Abiyas Tayyav, Averayiv Nachas V'yoyish, V'Hashem Yisbarach Yashpir Lechem, Bracha V'atzlacha B'chomayis Yadeichem. Amen, can you hear at sign? Dairish Novavil Avi Vachashav, and he sends regards to his father, then he should feel good. But just to chazer what we just said, that every single person is living in a hidden world, not aware that's unbeknownst to him. And that's where the neshama is, and that's where real life takes place. And so Mamela, in that hidden place, there is a non mavade. It's just that we're living in the world of the guf, of the seichel, and the demyaneis, and we have to passel all of the demyaneis and to enter into the world of Emunah Pshuta, which is the real metzias. And Emunah Pshuta, the reason why that's the way to go is because that's where the truth lies. So as much as a person is able to machnas himself into that world of Eina Mavada, which can only be understood with Emunah Pshuta, and he lives there and he begs the Rabbanu Shalom to let him in, and he begs the Rabbanu Shalom because he knows that he has nothing else other than Hashem's Rachmanas, which is really why the natural response of Elam Avadu was just to cry out to Hashem. Who else can he trust? He can't trust himself. He can't trust any friends. Even the ones who want the best for him, he can't trust them. The only one who is a real Metzias is the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the more that a person enters into that world of Elam Avadu, that Emunah becomes a reality, he'll find himself clinging to Tefillah. He'll find himself clinging to that Za'aka, to crying out, to being Mizboidi with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to speaking with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not speaking to anybody else, because who else is there to turn to? And we'll see Mirtzah some pieces which he has, very nice pieces on the avoid of his baidus, as we go from letter to letter, Mirtzah Hashem. But through that Amunah and the Zichach which takes place, he'll be able to be mahapich his guf and his baser to Ruchnias, and with that to the Dvekas with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is truly the Tachas HaChaim.
Beautiful, thank you so much.